So I just want to discuss Flash slightly, and having looked on the internet and serious on certain people's sites, I'm noticing that the discussion around Flash and people claiming to announce that this is the death of Flash is still continuing. And I think it's funny how the death of Flash in itself has cropped up quite a lot, and not just recently, but for the last year. I've noticed that there's been this idea of Flash no longer exists. However, you have to ask the question, if Flash hasn't existed and people are still saying that for the last year, they must be saying that for a reason. It's because it's still around and people are still wanting to use it. If it's still a tool that's being used, then it's just something that people are going to have to live with. In terms of where web design and the technical ability of that is at today, it's pretty much in a CSS HTML5 kind of a role where we're looking at accessibility and the easiest, simplest way of developing websites. And by doing that, you can then transpose your website from your PC and Mac screens to your Apple or Android screens. So the mobile device world comes in, which is why the web development and the web coding has just not changed, but just defined its elements and stayed a bit more hardcore and simple to the coding. And this has left Flash in a bit of a mix to say, well, we don't really have any use. And this is what the web communities are saying. And I think to understand that the death of Flash has been going on for the last year is simple enough. It's not actually dying. It's not gone because people are still talking about it and having that discussion. And as far as web designers are concerned, web developers, if they're building a simple website like that or quite a complex one, then Flash won't be used. However, there are applications that would allow Flash to be used as a video player, in which case it would be used. So Flash would never disappear actually in the light of a video. And then if you take a look at the kind of Flash-based websites that are out there, you're actually looking at some websites still being built not in HTML and CSS but in Flash. But those businesses are perfumes and films and maybe architecture, and there are certain types of and as it's almost like having a genre for a film. There's certain types of businesses and models of businesses, and depending on the lifestyle that they wish to sell, for example, a car as well. The lifestyle that they sell while selling the car, not just that, you sell a lifestyle around that. And it's the lifestyle that a Flash allows people to sell on a website. And I think it's still relevant to say Flash will be used now and in the future, but it's also making sure that we're aware that it's never really going to die because it's just something that's going to be around for a while. And I think I feel a bit weird saying that because I have actually said to many people, don't use Flash, it's not going to be used. I think the idea of actually having a really good Flash website is difficult to get a hold of sometimes because essentially you've dropped from your expert developer and web design guy, and you when employing someone to do Flash, you need to be aware that they actually do know everything about web design and a bit of development, but they're going to be more creative in their process. So that would mean that you're looking for more of a visual designer and communications expert in your designer. So that's why Flash is dead in some ways. It's because there is a split and people aren't understanding what the future may hold, and that there is a place for Flash designers, but they are a different breed to designers and developers.